From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. The city of St. Louis says it will refund roughly $5.6 million to motorists who paid red light camera tickets over the past year and a half. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the pledge comes a day after the Missouri Supreme Court struck down the ordinance governing red light cameras in the city. The city immediately halted the red light camera program and dismissed pending cases. Refunds will only go to motorists who paid tickets since February 14th of 2014. St. Louis County faces sharp criticism from several organizations over belatedly filing criminal cases against protesters arrested in Ferguson last year following the shooting death of 18-year-old Michael Brown. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the ACLU said Tuesday that the action is a, quote, blatant violation, unquote, of constitutional rights and a, quote, appalling misuse of our already overburdened court system, unquote. St. Louis County Prosecutor Peter Crane defended the one-year delay. He acknowledged his office reviewed approximately 100 reports documenting arrests in Ferguson between August and December of 2014. He expects the county will ultimately issue fewer than 100 warrants in connection with the Ferguson disruptions. Crane says the staff review of the Ferguson files didn't begin until after he was appointed chief legal counsel in January. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development has awarded $24 million to St. Louis County to aid community betterment projects in distressed areas. St. Louis County Executive Steve Stenger says much of the money is expected to go to North St. Louis County, including Ferguson, where economic disparity became a focal point during the unrest that followed the fatal shooting of Michael Brown. The $24 million from HUD's Community Development Block Grant Program will establish a loan pool for things such as housing improvements, entrepreneurship support, and increasing transit options. The award was announced Wednesday in Clayton by HUD Secretary Julian Castro. He also announced another $2.4 million to help North St. Louis County communities damaged by tornadoes and storms in 2013. A St. Louis area pastor who admits to bilking $3.3 million from at least 18 mostly elderly investors has been ordered to spend 7 years in federal prison. 40-year-old Jim Staley of Wentzville apologized to victims in the courtroom's standing room only gallery during his sentencing hearing on Wednesday in St. Louis. He pled guilty in April to 4 felony counts of wire fraud. Prosecutors say Staley was an insurance agent before forming a financial consultancy and turning to sales for California-based B&B Equity Group. Though he wasn't registered in Missouri to deal securities, he sold investments even after the Missouri Secretary of State's office told him to stop in 2009. I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News, Columbia.